In the shadowy corridors of Rome, where ancient secrets lurk and faith is tested, comes a tale that precedes evil's birth. This journey into 1971 is veiled in darkness and mystery, setting the stage for the launch of a much-loved horror series. Joining us today are Nell Tiger Free, who plays the enigmatic Margaret, and Arkasha Stevenson, the visionary director behind the first Omen. Welcome, Nell and Arkasha. How are you two?
We are good. Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right.
And that's a lovely intro.
Yes.
I'm trying to do some sort of intro to make it a little more spookier. And I'm a huge fan of the Omen series. So I'm excited that we're taking it all the way back to the beginning and seeing how all of this kind of began. And Arkasha, you're making your first feature film directorial debut with such an amazing franchise. You have to be thrilled. How did you approach adding your own unique vision to the Omen and its legacy?
Yeah, well, it was a very terrifying task, first and foremost. It's such a sacred franchise. I also grew up on it, and so I have a lot of nostalgia, and it's has a very special place in my heart. But I think what was so interesting was that when we inherited the script, it always started from the viewpoint of Margaret. And I thought that that was such a brilliant new way to re-enter the universe, and gave a lot of really fun space for us to play in and kind of for me to bring my own sensibility to.
And Nell, you're playing Margaret, a character that's kind of caught between devotion and darkness. That kind of has to be an intense journey to get in that headspace. Can you share how you prepared for this role and what it was like to kind of navigate that complex psyche?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. It is a complex psyche to navigate. To be completely honest, I tend not to prepare. I didn't actually really prepare for anything. I just wanted to come with fresh eyes. You know, Margaret's a brand new character in the franchise, so there was nothing to kind of research and go off. And a lot of it was on the page, a lot of it we found along the way, and just kind of there are little, you know, pieces of Margaret that formed day by day, which was such a nice journey and like experience. But yeah, I mean, you know, navigating that kind of psyche, it was just, I kind of had these points and these markers that I knew I had to hit story-wise, and we just kind of took it day by day, and she kind of appeared.
Really lovely. Nell, I feel like you're such an instinctual actor.
Thank you.
So it really comes from the gut a lot. And then I think, you know, singing with Bill Nye off
that
camera
helps.
Really helps when
that
you're
helps.
Making a horror film.
Yeah.
Yes.
It helps. It helps ease the day, for sure.
And the collaboration between the actor and director is kind of a major thing, especially when a film relies heavily on psychological depth. Could you two kind of share a moment during filming that was like particularly impactful or something that you guys had to work through together to try to get the vision from each of your perspectives?
Yeah, have I told you this story?
I don't know.
Okay, this might not be exactly what you're asking for, but this is a moment that is burned in my brain for the rest of my life. We were in the catacombs shooting a moment of the finale. And the catacombs, we were in there for about six days.
Yeah.
Very disorienting place. It's in a dome, so when you're talking, you can't hear your own voice. It's
wild.
Echoing throughout. Lots of fire. Nell's on the ground. It's a very physical, it's a very taxing day, I think. And we were running out of time, and we needed to capture what feels like 20 more beats. And I leaned down to you and I said, I'm so sorry, I need to figure out this problem. And you grabbed my hand and said, no, we need to figure out this problem. And right when you said that, one of the SFX guys was testing the levels of the propane behind you on the flame. And it went, and I was like, oh my God, she's a goddess. She's a goddess come to help me.
I timed that so that it would come up.
It was really perfect.
Oh, gosh.
But saying that, it's like We were such a partnership. I feel like throughout the whole, everything was a collaboration. I leaned on you so much.
Likewise, so
it was
much.
Really lovely.
It was. Yeah. It was really, really lovely. Hearing that, like, it's so funny. You forget things, and then when you say that, it's like it all comes back. And the catacombs was really difficult. We were there for a lot of time, and But at the same time, it just felt overwhelmingly satisfying to shoot and to perform. And yeah, it was sort of, we didn't know whether it was day or night or, you know, what was going on. But that helped and it lent itself, and it was consuming and it was visceral and there was fire. And I stank. I smelled so bad by the end of that. I was like dirt and mud and blood.
I couldn't smell you through me. I smelled so bad.
Well, we couldn't smell anything because the sand and the dirt, we would have like black in our nostrils after like 3 days in the catacombs. It's Sorry, true. We digress, but yeah.
I'm all about the sights and the smells of Omen, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, thank you two for joining me this morning, Arkasha, Nell Tiger-Free. Thank you two for joining me. And if you want to check out The First Omen, it's in theaters now.
Thank you. Bye.